fun. I had to use my phone. My phone did all the work. It would download the, or decode the picture and show it, and then to send it, I basically have to keep my mic up and use my phone to transmit. And that may work pretty good, you know, but they, like I said, they used to send out postcards. One guy that was running it for a while sent out postcards with pictures that were sent that night on it. And I've got two of those where I had participated, and that was a lot of fun. I usually just don't always stay on the radio that late. You know, I'll usually check into this one, and then I'll usually sign off for the evening.
Well, see, guy, you and Patrick will have to check around with some of the various clubs and see if during their net or after their net, if there any of them doing any slow scans still. Doing any slow scan TV, that's really the only thing I can tell you. The ones I did know up here hadn't done it. They did do it prior to about a couple of years ago, Andersonville did, but they hadn't done it since, and you have to check up there with the Hendersonville. I can't hear that in here to know what they do or don't do. Either one, that 64 or that 147. What's that, 147 something? I done forgot. They got 105, yeah. 147, 105. I know about them, but there ain't no hearing them here where I'm at.
In that.
KI4LCI. That's what happens when you're in a hole like I'm in here. Everything that's on this mountain looks right down in the back here at me. And stuff on Sassafras does. And I do fire with glass mountains outside of pictures, but most of all the others, forget it. It ain't going to happen.
HKX, I have the same problem, Andy. I'm just on the other side of the mountain.
You probably do. Like I said, if it's on Paris Mountain from here, forget it. If it's out there on 6 Mile Mountain, on the other end of the county, on Pickens County. Rarely ever can I get into those machines. It's just certain ones, and due to the fact that no weather station's up on Paris Mountain, I tried programming that stuff into my scanner here for the weather alerts, but because I can't get a good enough signal here on the no weather station, it won't set my weather alerts off even when it really is. I just can't. With those tone alerts, with the weather station, you got to practically have a perfect signal. And I can't get it to you even with an outside antenna, so that don't even work here because of the situation.
Fortunate here. I can hit some decent repeaters around, but, yeah, it can be a pain. My downside, like I said, is going to the meeting. Shoot, I'm looking up the one in Hendersonville. It'll take me 37 minutes to get to that one.
I stand to a degree with some of y'all about that. Out here where I meet, out here with the Pickens EOC group out here, that's the nearest to me. With this repeater here that we're on, I support it because it was the first one I ever heard, but here on 2 meters, but I rarely ever make their meetings because of my when it is and my diabetic situation just won't permit me to hardly ever go to it.
Now, it is definitely a struggle to get to the meetings for me also. The Greer and Blue Ridge amateur or society down there in Greenville, I'm an hour away. The Hendersonville one over here you're talking about, I'm about 30 minutes away from it, so I'm in the same boat.
I have an answer on that, because that's why I don't make any of the others other than that here at the Pickens EOC out here to any others, but that's pretty much that same reason, but I don't know what the answer is to it either, and up where you're at, Patrick. Up there with the Hendersonville group, I don't know about that. And once I was told a long, long time ago, of course, it may be different now. There used to be a group over there around the Brevard area, but something tells me that group don't exist anymore. In fact, the 147-135 ain't on the air anymore, tells me there ain't nothing up there now, nowadays.
Ask about that. When I went to their website for the Hendersonville Club, it had a net happening on Thursday night at 8 o'clock on the 147-135, I believe it was.
Where I live at, I don't hear it all that often. If the conditions get real good, I do. But there was another station that come in here late one night with us in here from back off up in that way, and they was telling me that repeater is not on the air now. I can't verify because I don't hear it reliably, but I was told that it's not even on the air now.
It is. I don't think it even comes up in a repeater book when I look in the air for close to me because I haven't seen it and I haven't programmed it into my radios, and I would have if it was there.
Years ago in the Mobile out at Pickens, I cheated up from out there Mobile one time, and it was Carrier Squelch then. Like this, you know, you just cheated and it would come up, but that was a long while back, and I just don't think it's there anymore.
I'm looking right now on a repeater book, and it's not coming up as it's there, and I haven't heard anything on it, because I scanned for months before I got my license to hear anything, and this was the only repeater I could hear. Every now and then I could hear the Hendersonville one, so I never heard that. But now the 440 repeater is still up there and still active, but it sounds like it's keyed up all the time.
2 meter, VHF I do better with. UHF, as far as hearing that here, I doubt it. I highly doubt it. You'll learn as time goes by. Here with VHF and UHF, UHF don't have the potency that VHF has. Especially in the heart of summer when you got all the leaves on the trees, and the wind, and a storm and all. UHF just don't put out like VHF does. And sometimes you'll hear stuff on VHF that you'll never hear on UHF. I've run into that right here where I live over the years.
Saying that, but I have talked on the 442-850 repeater, the one on Brevard, in Brevard up on Rich Mountain, which is on the same ridge line as Caesar's Head, and you might be able to hear it, but I've never heard anybody on it other than the ones I sent over there to try it out, and it sounds like it's keyed up all the time.
If it stays like that long, it'll be burned up and off there anyway. If it stays keyed up like that continuously all the time. Being that, well, you don't know another station, and I certainly don't know who's in charge of that repeater, but anytime one right around here, that happens too, and I know who the owner or control operator or trustee is, I'll let them know about it, but that thing, if it's like that and it stays like that, it won't last long like it staying keyed up continuously because it'll burn the finals in it out. That's why all these repeaters have, most of the time, these 3-minute timers on them so that you won't kill the finals that's in the repeaters.
I get that, but that repeater there, the one I'm talking about, you can talk on it and no problems. Like I said, it just sounds like that. And I don't know enough about it to know if there's a problem or not. But I know Gary did send him an email, and I don't know if he heard anything back from him or what. But the repeater's still that way.
It'll be down at some point if it stays like that long. I've heard some around like that, but these finals that's in these repeaters, that's why in the rules about the 3-minute thing, about the repeater shutting down if you keep the key down too long. That's as much to protect the repeaters as it is anything else. Cause those vinyls and those repeaters, they're pretty heavy duty, but they're not invincible.
Hey, Andy, by the way, I'm here on repeater book, and it's showing a 6-meter repeater in Hendersonville. Is that still active?
Here where I'm at, I can work it conditionally. They have a net, as far as I know, they used to anyway, on 53130 at tone 100. I believe it was 9 p.m. on Friday on that 6-meter machine. They did see it before IOE can fill you in on all the details about it. He was one of the net controls over on that 6-meter machine.
W4YK website says it is, which is crazy that you're able to remember that. KO4CE.
Well, you got to understand, I've been in this world a zillion years, pretty much. And all this with scanners, you got to know all this with scanners, too, about this, whether you're going here or not. And like I said, many years ago, and when conditions are right, I can work that repeater you're talking about now, but I have to be running full power, 50 watts, and have good conditions, because that's still, 6 meters is still VHF.
Andy, one. Saying it's amazing talking to Andy that he remembers all this stuff. I mean, I have to look it all up, and here he is, he just rattles it off.
So impressive. I'm sitting here reading it. It's like, yeah, 153.130 PL tone 100. I'm like, holy crap, I'm reading that just to be able to know it.
You'll see, well, there used to be 2 more 6-meter machines in the area, but there are no more. Caesar's head.
Listen to them, but now they only, my vertical antenna is capable of 6 meters. But it's hooked to this radio I'm talking on now. And my HF radio that can do 6 meters, it's not hooked to that, and it's hooked to my horizontal. And I think I'd lose too many decibels just even trying that.
Biplex or a triplex or something like that. You can get them, but, you know, they're not given to you. But with this 8900, it's all through one cable and one antenna and one connection on the back of this 8900, which someone in here told me they don't even make the 8900 now anymore. I don't know if it's true, but I've been told that.
It's 6 meters with my 7300, which is not very often. I have to unplug the HF N-fed half wave and plug up the vertical, or I just run my other mobile radio, which is an all bander, but I don't feel like getting it out most of the time.
LCFID. Well, during that VHF UHF contest that's supposed to be happening here this month sometime, I gotta look in the QST to find it. I done mentioned it a time or two here over the past few weeks. 6 meters will be part of that. VHF UHF contest is a thing about what you do, single sideband or simplex on VHF and UHF, and 6 meters is a VHF band. Yes, I got it here. Now, 1900 UTC Saturday, the 0359 UTC Monday, January 15th to the 17th.
Right now.
Of the 4 contests that takes place out of the year, and that's all VHF, UHF, single sideband, CW, like in Walt's case, if he wants to do CW, and FM simplex.
How do they allow fine. Don't get me wrong. I do some FT8, but, you know, most people will tend to congregate to that instead of the regular foam band or single side band or whatnot, because FT8's a lot easier.
This FT8 has really come about since I even got my license. I don't know how they will really handle it. I'm assuming it's incorporated in there somehow with the CW, probably.
Digital, yeah, so it's listed as one of the digital modes along with PSK and JT65. But yeah, but it looks like you can use FT8, so I'm sure a lot of people will be on that.
I'll mention that to you. You're talking about 6 meters. That is a VHF band, and if y'all, any of y'all want to do that, you know, you can.
Well, I hadn't even thought about that one coming up. I need to put that in my calendar.
What? KO4MZ used to always do it in June before the big field day, but since then, also, I got to get in QST and noticing they publishing the QST when these various events are going to be, and that's what it said in the December QST that it'll be in January.
Patrick, if you're set up for the 6 meters, which I'm sure the FT8 and whatnot, I mean, I know you're not set up for digital yet, but you know, you could still work some single sideband. It would probably work, especially with the solar cycle the way it is. It might. I don't know how 50 meters is affected by the solar cycle. Not 50 meters, 6 meters.
I have no idea. Bob would be the one to ask over if I had any guess at that. In Hendersonville, I can't remember his call right now. In 7DJ, I believe it is.
ND7J. 6 meters is kind of in, but it's got some characteristics of 10 meters and some of 2 meters. Here, right here, one time, one summer, some years back on 52525, and this wasn't even during the contest. I just happened to have it on scan and hurt somebody and come back to them, and I worked a station up in Delaware on 52525. FM Simplex on the 6 meter calling frequency. Just for 6 meters, just straight FM, nothing else.
I'm to try to work 2 meter single sideband. I wonder if it'd be worthwhile to build a little dipole.
Antenna for that, I just got to get it up. So that might be interesting there for me.
If you were going to see any 2 meter single sideband, that might actually be the time you'd see it.
About the 4 times of the year with the VHF-UHF contest, if the conditions ain't any good in January, you try it in June. It might be a whole lot better, or one of the other 2 times of the year, because it's done 4 times a year.
If we do that, how do you log your contacts?
Like I said, I didn't handle all that part of KO4MZ did, but I'm going to give you some information about it here. Go to ARRL.org/January, we spell January, /VHF. And that's also, you'll need a grid square map, too. I'm sure some of y'all have heard us talk about that before. It would help if you had a grid square map. And let's see, they've got something here about the grid square map here. Yeah, okay. ARRL.org/grid/squares. So you can get the grid square map from the ARRL website as well.
I'll text you a couple different apps if you want to use a computer. Because if I tell you over the radio, I mean, you can write them down, but I'll text them to you. There's a couple different ones. But there's one, if you Google it, it's HAMRS, H-A-M-R-S. And it's a good one for, like, field day, POTA activations, things like that. It's very straightforward and simple. What I do like is when you enter somebody's call sign, it will immediately pop up their name if you have internet, and it'll pop up their name and tell it to you. And you'll hear that a lot on the radio where people just immediately know your name right off the bat, and I think stuff like that's how they do it. But I'll text them to you if I remember tomorrow.
That sounds good. I appreciate that. And Andy, I appreciate the information. I'm on ARL's website right now looking at the information.
I know QST may not be, it went up even since I got my license and become a member, but the QST tells you a lot that you don't know or you might have forgot. Like, well, just telling you about this contest. It'll tell you, if you look at any speak of law, it'll tell you all about it.
Looks like it's got quite a bit of information about it. I'd sit down and read it when I'm not so tired and ready to go to bed. But I may do that tomorrow when I'm not counting the inventory.
I first become a member with ARRL. Back in 06, and I've also seen some the others had from long before that. There's things still in this QST that this day still that I have no answers for, still to this day, because I don't have the electronic abilities that some people that I know that does have, like REC over here, WR4XM. This stuff here, all this stuff, a lot of it's old news to him.
I think I'm going to start winding it down and head to bed here in a little bit. So I'm going to say 7-3. It's been great talking to you, Andy, Patrick. Hey, y'all have a great night. And hopefully we'll holler at you another day on the radio. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Please, Andrew. Good to talk to you this evening. And I think I'm going to go with you. So, Andy, I'm going to say 7-3 here also. I appreciate all the information. Good to talk to you this afternoon or this evening now. So, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3s, guys.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and turn in myself. KI4LZI.